the wheezing child. Wheezing is common in young children. Determining the cause may require treatment trials. Parents' descriptions may be inaccurate. Asthma is common, but other causes like viral wheeze, airway malaise, and protracted bacterial bronchitis should be considered. Viral wheeze is common in children under 2 years. 50% have at least one wheezing episode. Clinical features include wheeze associated with respiratory infections, crackles, and ronchi. No specific investigations are usually required. Most children outgrow wheeze by 6 years. Trial salbutamol, if older than 1 year, provides supportive care with monitoring and fluids. Asthma affects 15 to 20% of children. Features include recurrent wheeze, cough, night or exercise-related symptoms. Spirometry may help in children greater than 5 years. Management includes regular salbutamol, oral prednisolone for exacerbations, and preventer therapy. Airway malaise presents soon after the neonatal period with stridor, cough, and rattling breathing. Children are often well and termed happy wheezers. Diagnosis is usually by bronchoscopy, but not always required. Most cases resolve by age 2. Specialist referral is indicated if symptoms worsen. Protracted bacterial bronchitis presents with chronic wet cough greater than 4 weeks with wheeze or rattly breathing. Bronchoscopy may help diagnose, but is usually unnecessary. Treatment involves 2 to 6 weeks of antibiotics, commonly amoxicillin, clavulinic acid, 20 milligrams per kilogram twice daily. Bronchiolitis is inflammation of the bronchioles, usually viral. Begins with URTI, progresses to respiratory distress and fever, resolving in 7 to 10 days. High-risk infants include those with chronic lung or heart disease, neurological disorders, chromosomal abnormalities, premature birth, neuromuscular disorders, immunodeficiency, or smoke exposure. Severity is assessed by mental status, respiratory rate, accessory muscle use, oxygen saturation, apneic episodes, and feeding. Mild cases can be managed outpatient, moderate to severe cases require admission. Oxygen is administered to maintain SpO2 greater than 90% via nasal prongs, HFNC, or CPAP if needed. Feeding is supported with small, frequent feeds, NG or IV fluids. Beta-2 agonists, corticosteroids, adrenaline, antibiotics, or antivirals are not recommended unless peri-arrest. Discharge is considered if clinically stable, feeding adequately, SpO2 greater than 92% for 4 hours, and caregivers can manage at home. Acute exacerbations of asthma are classified as moderate, severe, or life-threatening. Moderate asthma involves some accessory muscle use, PEF greater than 50%, SpO2 greater than 92%, managed with oxygen, beta-2 agonists, ipratropium, and oral prednisolone. Severe asthma shows marked accessory muscle use, PEF 33 to 50%, SpO2 greater than 92%, managed similarly but may require IV magnesium or immunofilling. Life-threatening asthma involves confusion, exhaustion, PEF less than 33%, SpO2 less than 92%, silent chest, cyanosis, requiring high-flow oxygen, nebulized beta-2 agonists, IV steroids, magnesium, aminofilling, and PICU referral. Discharge includes stable condition on 4-hourly salbutamol, completing prednisolone course, education on triggers, inhaler technique, and a written action plan. Long-term management classifies asthma as mild, moderate, or severe with corresponding SABA, ICS, and LABA therapy as appropriate.